And drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Authorities in Texas do believe three package bombings in the past 2 weeks, including two yesterday, one of which killed a teenage boy, are related. The Austin Police Chief Brian Manley says,
"We are not calling it a serial bomber, but we have a pattern of instances that have occurred in the community that we're very concerned about and that we have brought all of the resources possible to bear."
Austin residents are urged to be careful about any packages that show up on their doorsteps until further notice. Police were called to 85 addresses last night out of such concern. A $15,000 reward is being offered by the Texas governor for information leading to an arrest in the case.
We're going to continue to do the investigation. It'll obviously be much more difficult.
That's Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Panel, after Republicans announced they're ending their investigation of possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Republican committee member Mike Conaway saying on Fox News,
"We could find no evidence of collusion between either campaign and the Russians."
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump making his first visit to California today since being elected president, and he can expect to be greeted by both cheers and by boos. He's visiting San Diego to look at a prototype for his border wall near the U.S.-Mexico border. He'll speak to some U.S. troops, and then he'll attend a fundraiser in Los Angeles. California, the most populous state, has opposed many Trump policies, standing with illegal immigrants by opposing not only the Trump border wall proposal, but also by establishing sanctuary cities which protect illegal immigrants. In fact, last week, the Department of Justice announced a lawsuit against the state of California for its sanctuary policies. The Palestinian prime minister is unharmed after his convoy was targeted by an explosion in the Gaza Strip earlier today. Rami Hamdallah was en route to open a waste treatment plant being funded by the Palestinian Authority. He was with a Palestinian intelligence chief who also escaped uninjured. The Palestinian Authority is blaming the assassination efforts on Hamas. And in the NHL, Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin is the newest member of the league's 600-goal club, scoring twice in Monday's 3-2 overtime win over Winnipeg. Ovi saying later he kind of thought he was going to get that 600th goal last night.
We started the game. I think our line today was feeling it. Kuzi and Willie was flying, and I knew like they're going to try to find me over there.
He's now the fourth player to score 600. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Everyone wants to eat healthy and live longer, don't we all? And there's been so many studies that have emerged on nutrition and eating and all of that. We thought we would do nutrition in the news. So just cover some topics and some studies that are out there and talk about them a little bit more in detail. So prebiotics, probiotics, and antibiotics. Let's explain that. So probiotics are?
So probiotics are your friendly bacteria that allow your intestines to absorb the proper nutrients and not absorb bad stuff. And a lot of times our gut bacteria are altered due to illness, medications, antibiotics. So taking an extra probiotic is very helpful in keeping all that healthy. There's been lots of studies showing that if the gut biome, that is the bacteria in your intestines, are abnormal, it's linked to a lot of neurological disorders, including some evidence of Alzheimer's disease. So very, very simple to fix that with probiotics.
Now, prebiotics, a lot of people don't pay attention to prebiotics, but what's so important about prebiotics is that's the food that the bacteria feeds on. So you want to have things in your diet that are prebiotic, that are a good feeding ground for the good bacteria you need.
Right. So typically prebiotics will be like fiber is a source for the good bacteria,
right.
And you know, again, I get back to my biological stuff is that nature thinks it's important enough that we have prebiotics, that she actually goes to the effort and expense of energy to put fiber-like substances in mother's milk to nourish the baby's gut flora. It's not there to nourish the infant, but it's actually to ensure a good, healthy flora. And so part of the reason that breastfeeding is so much more beneficial, besides the antibodies and immunoglobulin, et cetera, is because you're nourishing that gut flora of that infant.
Now they've come up with some research on how important getting that good bacteria is in a vaginal delivery versus a C-section, because the baby swallows some things as it's being passed through the birth canal that are really important to the baby's gut later.
And, you know, that gut biome we're discussing is so important for so many things, including weight gain. People who have a poor gut biome will gain weight. I actually read a study this morning, which is absolutely fascinating. You're going to love this one, Judy. The wrappers of fast food. So, you know, you go through a drive-through for a hamburger and it's wrapped in that sort of paper thing.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that there's a chemical on that paper thing that gets into the food and affects the gut biome and causes an average of 4 to 5 pounds weight gain. Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah. So it's just another example how we need to cherish and take care of our gut biome.
So, you know, it wasn't just in those wrappers, though. There were some other plastic packaging and such that had the same problem.
Oh, I'm sure, but I was just focused on the wrappers because, I mean, it's ironic.
It just
we focus on the carbohydrate and fat in the burger, and yet it's the wrapper, who knows, may be actually worse.
So there was a new study out of Johns Hopkins. I don't know if
I'm sitting here disgusted.
No, it's awful, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I know.
I hadn't heard that study, but it's just like, I mean, I knew at one point they were giving them a hard time about the, you know, the styrofoam packaging
right.
that they used to put it in and that it was.
So they changed
had
this.
Had carcinogens
right?
and stuff in there. So they got rid of the styrofoam packaging and, TV dinners were getting a hard time because they were in the styrofoam and they started using some different materials, but I'd never heard that about just the wrappers.
I say just go to the farmer's market. Get your fresh fruits, get your fresh veggies and try to do as much of that as you can. Stay out of the drive-thru.
Now
they're
just going to throw the burger at you as you go through the drive-thru.
Sorry, we can't give you the wrapper anymore. All right, so John Hopkins had a really interesting study come out. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is really fascinating because it had to do with metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, this is when you get a large waist, you have increased blood sugar, and then sometimes you have high blood pressure. But it's really the precursor to diabetes and heart disease and all kinds of things. So what they found is that there's a toll-like receptor 4, which is TL4, and it's a protein that receives chemical signals to activate inflammation. And it's really fascinating what they found in this particular study, because if they took the mice, it was on an animal study, if they took the mice and they changed their gut flora, their microbiome, it actually changed this TLR4. And they did some incredible research where they fed them a good probiotic diet, and they had their microbiome healthy, and then they fed them chow, so to speak, is what they describe it as, without it. And when they didn't have a good microbiome in the mouse's gut, they had a significantly increased, almost instant instant metabolic syndrome reaction. So they would gain weight, they would get all kinds of bad symptoms, then they'd take care of their gut flora, and then it would kind of reverse it. So what I think the takeaway in this study is, if we can actually have people's guts repaired, look at all the good we're going to do. I mean, really, maybe diabetes all stems from the gut. I mean, we know that some of it does, right? But if that's the real true root cause of metabolic syndrome, which, you know, to this point we've said, yeah, it's a lack of energy, it's not eating the right foods. But if it really comes down to this TLR4 and we can find a way to manipulate it, hey, I think we've got our answer.
Right. And it goes along with the fact that for decades, maybe 150 years, physicians basically ignored the bacteria in the gut, just viewed them as our friends. They just happened to be there. But it's much more than that. It's an active interaction. It's part of our health. It's so important to get it right.
You know, we did a show recently on heart disease, and I wish that we would have had this study to discuss during that show. But this is really interesting. And there's a lot of crash diets. There's a lot of fasting going on. There's a lot of low calorie, seriously low calorie, which means like 600 calories or less a day diets that are becoming very popular. And what they found is that if you have had a heart attack or you have known heart disease, you actually can make it worse by being on this crash diet. This is so counterintuitive, because the initial things that they see with these crash diets is that, you know, they have body fat fall, they have visceral fat, that's the fat around the organs, the fat within the liver, all these things decrease. But get this, the people that were fasting and only for like 1 week had been on this really low diet actually had a 44% increase of the fat around their heart. So I'm not sure why that would be, but this is a significant finding. So they said fasting is really good for healthy adults, but if you're like post heart attack, it's dangerous.
Right, because it's too low and it affects the metabolic rate, and that somehow interacts and causes extra fat.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fascinating. I think that there's so much to all this. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. So there's more evidence that the diet we eat can help or hinder disease from spreading within our bodies. Research out of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center found a link between the spread of a particular type of breast cancer. And, you know, I wish I would have written down what type it was, and I didn't. And increased levels of the amino acid asparagine. Asparagine is found in dairy, whey, beef, chicken, eggs, seafood, asparagus, potatoes, beans, soy, I mean, nuts, you name it. It's in so many things that they can't exactly say, hey, we want you, you know, you have this type of breast cancer, you need to go on a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet, because all of these items are on the list. And there's a lot more research to be done. This was an animal study, but My prediction is that they're going to continue the research on this, and then there'll be a very specific diet. You know, eat these things only, and that'll be part of the treatment regimen. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I think that's definitely going to be happening down the road. Hey, follow us on Twitter if you aren't already, at Stay Young Media. We're always tweeting out medical tips and medical moments for you to get healthier each and every day. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the health benefits of staying consistent with your diet and also your exercise program.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, if you're tuning in on one of our affiliates across the country, we want you to, you know, give a shout out to that affiliate, that radio station. Let them know you like listening to the show and that you want us to stay on. That's how we stay on in your area, and we appreciate that support so much. And then, as always, you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media and find medical minutes each and every day that will help you stay young and stay healthy.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, on this Immortal Minute, we're going to address a problem common to a lot of men as they age, and that's prostatic hypertrophy. So we have evidence now that prostatic arterial embolization for the treatment of lower urinary tract symptoms can be just as effective as some of the older treatments with a lot lower side effects. In a nutshell, they place a catheter in one of the arteries, feed it around, and put a clot purposely in the main artery supplying the prostate, and it will shrink in size. And over a 24-month period, they had the same 92% reduction in symptoms that they had with previous and older surgical techniques. So along with this and HIFU therapy, which is high-intensity focused ultrasound for BPH and prostate cancer, there are options that your urologist may not be discussing with you. Because they're going to go to the old school type methods.
So yeah, so don't you think we need to get rid of things like TURP?
I think if you described what a TURP is to a man. And in
tell the audience. They probably don't know.
Medical lingo, we tell them we're going to roto-rooter your urethra. Right. That alone, that image is like, oh, God, that's going to hurt, right?
Right.
Versus, oh, we're going to put a little catheter in your artery up here by your wrist, and you're just kind of going to snooze through it and do this embolization procedure, and it take about an hour, hour and a half, and when we're done, you walk out of here, and you're not going to notice anything.
And you're not going to hurt.
You're not going to hurt. You're not going to have any flow. You're not going to leave here with a catheter, et cetera, et cetera. It's like
you're not going to be incontinent for the rest of your life, which some people get.
And the question is, Doc, which one of them's better?
Right.
Well, I just quoted you the study that said at 24 months they had the same efficacy.
So I have a question with the prostatic artery embolization. Do you know, is there any effect on sexual function?
There was no side effects reported of any significance.
Then why would anybody do anything else?
Well, this is brand new. It just isn't widespread yet.
Are they doing this at Precision?
I don't know. I asked, but I don't know. Precision Radiology Interventionalists is a group we use locally, and
yeah, and you know, you can go to this. If you're dealing with this issue, I'm sure they do. They are on top of all of these things. You can actually go to the StayYoungAmerica.com website. There's a link over to Precision. People come from all over to see them as well. They're just leading radiology groups. They do interventional, like you said, radiology. So I'm sure they're doing this. They're doing so much cutting edge stuff. And
well, equated. More patients have heard about uterine fibroid embolization, right?
Right.
Which is basically which is basically the same procedure. You're embolizing the blood flow to a fibroid in the uterus, and then it just basically shrinks in size and dies,
right?
And your body absorbs it. It's the same thing you're doing with the prostate here, and so the side effects from it were very low. You know, the big one the men have after they have a transurethral resection is incontinence just because of the nature of the procedure itself.
But with this, they don't.
This they're not going to have that because you're not damaging the urethra or the muscles that control the urethra.
Right. Okay, so we got to get back on topic. We could talk about this all day long, but I think we definitely need to get back on the topic of nutrition. There was a study out of Boston University School of Medicine, and this is going to fascinate you, I think. It fascinated me. Both men and women that drink sodas, right? If they drink sodas, they have a harder time having children. So here was the association here. So one soda a day, 25% lower chance of getting pregnant for a woman. And for a man who's trying to impregnate his his wife or significant other, I guess, it's 33% lower chance. So if you're having issues with infertility, according to this study out of Boston, I say you get rid of the sodas. Get them out of your diet. You should get rid of them anyways.
Well, 30 years ago, we had to go out of our way to keep women from getting pregnant.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
They'd get pregnant at the drop of the hat.
Right.
Nowadays, easily a third of the couples end up doing some type of fertility evaluation or enhancement to achieve pregnancy.
Yeah.
And we see it. I see it. Just hormone levels are bad on both sides. Women's ovulatory cycles are off. You know, and you start looking at what affects those hormones, and you know, it's the dietary. I mean, you get back to the wrappers on the, you know, the fast food can have an ill effect, and you know, the other chemicals, and you know, it just kind of goes common sense. So at some point, I guess we'll extinguish the species, and we won't have any health problems because nobody will be procreating because
they can't
Yeah,
don't say that. That could happen, though. Okay, did you guys see this? Where they?
This is the government's way of population control.
You think so?
This is a conspiracy.
Feed us a bunch of sugar.
Right.
That'll do it.
It's a conspiracy.
It might be. I mean, there was a conspiracy about sugar and salt. I mean, we've talked about that on another show where, you know, they made it all don't eat salt, and it ended up really being a sugar issue. Okay, I want to talk about this. The older Olympians, we had a lot of Olympians that are much older. You know, you had your occasional 17-year-old, but you actually had people in their 30s and a couple in their 40s that were in the Olympics. And what they did is they looked at these people, and what they realized and what the Olympians told them is they kept their stamina this late in life because of two things. Their routine of exercise, but their consistency with their diet, being really, really careful with their diet. And I mean, I just was amazed because I really don't remember having that many older Olympians in the past. Maybe they were there and I didn't really appreciate it as much as I do now. But I thought that was fascinating that they're attributing that to it.
And that's the third component, and that is they're very cognizant of getting enough rest, getting adequate sleep.
Oh, yeah. And maybe that goes into the routine, too, you know, that eating, sleeping, and exercising enough. Another study, which is really interesting, about 2,000 people were surveyed. 1 in 3 people are distracted when eating. And 29% say their phone accompanies every single meal. Now, this was an association between obesity and cell phones. And they found that people that have their cell phones around when they're eating and they're constantly looking at their cell phones, but specifically if they have it around during meal times, that it's an issue. And listen to that. 29% say they have to have their phone next to them. You know, I say that every dinner table should be a no-phone zone.
Device-free,
yeah.
So if you're listening, you really need to implement that in your own home. But we're all guilty at work, too, right? We keep the phone on the desk. We're maybe eating at the desk, which we probably shouldn't do, or just any other time we've got that phone right there. You want to give a shout-out to our military?
We love our military. We're very grateful for your service. We love the fact that you listen to our podcasts all over the world. We wish you all the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, we want you to follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media Group because you can get lots of healthy tips. We're always tweeting out things, little healthy tips, little studies here and there that never make the show. So there's a lot of added content there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the two diets. There's two diets that have come out that have really made the list on what's going to keep you young and what's going to keep you healthy. We're going to tell you what those diets are, and we're going to tell you a little bit more on how you can achieve those diets in your own daily routine.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show, and remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another change in the Trump administration.
I very much appreciate his commitment and his service. And I wish him well.
This time, President Trump speaking those words about Rex Tillerson, who has been let go as Secretary of State to be succeeded by the current CIA chief, Mike Pompeo, of whom Trump says,
"We're always on the same wavelength. The relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as Secretary of State."
President Trump there is saying to reporters as he was leaving the White House on a trip to California that he got along with Tillerson, too, although they had disagreements on key issues. As Pompeo moves to Secretary of State, the Deputy CIA Director Gina Haspel is Trump's choice to run that agency. If she's confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Haspel will become the first woman to ever do that. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we're talking about nutrition in the news, and this really made the news, and I think it's fascinating. They came out with a 2018 top diet. So this is the best diets overall. And when we say diet, we mean nutrition plans. We don't mean like crash diets, etc. And this has to do with the diets that are going to keep you healthy and keep you living longer. And what do you think number one was? We talk about it all the time.
The Mediterranean diet.
Yes, Mediterranean diet. So for those of you who aren't familiar with it, Dr. Anderson is going to give you the lowdown on the Mediterranean diet. It's like olive oil.
Well, olive oil. I mean, it's eat lots of fresh veggies and, low in
fruits.
Meats.
Some fruits, I guess.
You know, it's not any packaged processed and,
yep.
Just steam grilled veggies. And
so it's like, act like you live in Italy, the real Italy, not the Italian restaurant Italy, right?
Well, it's not named the Italian diet.
Well, I know, because pasta is not exactly on the list. But people in Italy, they tend to have more olives and
think Moroccan.
Yeah, so, you go, Moroccan.
Yeah, so if you've ever been to a Moroccan restaurant, I went to a Moroccan restaurant when I was in France one time, and they served kind of family style, but it was all fresh veggies that they brought out, and then you had your meat serving. And they did couscous, but there were some grains in there.
Yeah.
But there was no bread brought out to the table or anything. So, I mean, it was, fresh, healthy eating. So you don't have to be Italian. So, people get – you say, Mediterranean. Oh, Italian. Oh. It's like, not really.
Maybe not so much.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. They have a lot more pasta and such. And they eat a lot of bread, too.
A lot of hummus, which is a superfood.
Hummus is good for you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so the second one, which I've heard of but I wasn't quite as familiar with, so I had to look some of this up, is the DASH diet. What does DASH stand for?
It stands for Dietary Approach to Stop Hypertension. And it was brought up by the National Institute of Health.
Oh, well, you know, they ranked these. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what the DASH diet is. And, you know, basically it's low in saturated trans fats, rich in potassium, calcium, magnesium, fiber, and protein, and low in sodium. Why it's probably really good for hypertension.
Right.
But let's go through the food groups and what they recommend for that DASH diet.
Well, for grains, they recommend 6 to 8 servings of grains per day. That sounds like an awful lot.
It seems like a lot, I know, right? Mm-hmm. But I think they're meaning whole grains, you know?
They do mean whole grains. Yeah,
not like go down and get yourself 6 to 8 slices of Wonder Bread.
Right,
right.
Right.
Or any other bread for that matter.
Right.
And well, you know, meats, poultry, you know, vegetables 4 to 5 times a day, fruits 4 to 5. Low-fat dairy, 2 to 3, you know, looking at it, I mean, then the big one is, and this is kind of an old diet, the DASH diet's been around forever, and it's the one that they always use for us clinically to counsel patients on. But, you know, they have 2,300 milligrams of sodium. Most of the diets that are encouraged today have it much lower.
Like 1,500, isn't it?
Yeah, 1,500, yeah. Even down to 1,200. So, you know, the other day I was... And it's the sodium that's the big inflammatory. I mean, they got sweets on here, 5 or less.
I know. I saw
DASH
that.
DASH diet is winning, you know, gets on there because it's a recognizable an acronym. You know, it's
I mean, sweets, 5 or less?
Well, the sweets, let's correct, 5 or less per week, not per day, per week.
Oh.
And so looking at the DASH diet, what stands out, it leaps out, is there's very little carbohydrate on this.
Yeah, I guess you're
lower,
right.
It's all relative. I mean, if you take someone eating the average American diet and put them on DASH, it's a reduction in carbs.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you about this. Meats, poultry, and fish on this DASH diet, they're saying 6 or less a day. That seems like an awful lot of servings of meat, fish, poultry.
Well, I think their servings are not four what ounces. We typically think a serving. It's, 4 ounces
right.
or less.
But do you eat like meat more than one meal a day?
Yes.
Well, sometimes lunch and dinner, yeah.
So do you – what is it, lunch and dinner for you?
Sometimes breakfast, but yeah.
Well, okay, is eggs – I guess right. eggs would fall in there.
Right.
So, okay, so breakfast.
Right.
Yeah, I guess, lunch and dinner. Yeah, all right, I could see that, but not 6.
Well, I think that 4 ounces, I mean, most of the time you get a serving, it's going to be 6 to 8 ounces. So, you know, half a chicken breast nowadays is almost 8 ounces.
So it'd be like 2 servings.
Right. So that's 2 servings at lunch. You do that again at dinner. There's 4 servings.
I'm curious on the eggs. How many? Do we know how many eggs?
I would think 1 egg is 1 serving.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would guess that too.
I think the point is you're going to be so full eating these healthy things, you're not going to crave snacks, junk food, carbohydrates.
All right, let's talk about fish a little bit more because there was a study that came out of the University of Pennsylvania. They found that eating fish at least once a week raises children's IQ by 5 points. I'm curious because I don't see a lot of kids eating fish. When I grew up Episcopalian, so which is close to Catholic, and so every Friday we ate a lot of fish.
Now, you know, I'm flashing back to the crappy fish sticks we used to get at school on Friday.
I don't think that counts.
You know, and I'm not thinking those breaded fish sticks counted because, you know, none of the guys I knew that were Catholic were that 5 points brighter because they're eating
fish sticks.
Mrs. Paul's fish sticks or whatever.
I think they make fish sticks from byproducts of fish, like they grind up the bone.
I don't know, but all I know, we got soy hamburgers too. It's lucky I didn't like have hormone deficiencies. And
oh, I know. It was all soy burgers at school.
They were like experimenting. It was like a lab on what they
fed. Let's give all the high
in
school
fairness,
kids soy burgers.
I carried my lunch most of the days.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I was sent out of the house with a bologna sandwich.
You know, very healthy.
Yeah, well, bologna wasn't as bad back then as it was now.
Well, the whole lunch thing has changed so much. It was fascinating. Our kids up at the Carroll District in Southlake, Texas, they had sushi was one of the places they could go. They had Chick-fil-A. They had all these options. They had the vegetarian area they could go to. All these things to eat. Let me tell you, when I grew up down in small town Cleburne, it was cheese fries. Chicken nuggets or cheese fries or, like you said, the fish sticks. I think everything on the menu was fried. I don't think there was anything that wasn't fried.
Well,
it's amazing we lived.
Going further back, when I went to school, you had to bring your own lunch because there was no cafeteria.
Yeah.
And that was probably the healthiest thing of all.
All right, let's go back one step further. You know what Lucille told me when she was alive? You know, she died just shy of her 104th birthday. Everybody was in charge of bringing whatever came from their home. So they were potato farmers. So she brought the potatoes. Whoever lived on another farm brought the meat. And they would all bring whatever they had. And then it would be thrown in what we would call a crock pot now. But it was some kind of kettle. And while they were learning, their lunch was cooking. And she said it would be really hard because you could smell it. You know, about 10 o'clock, everyone could smell it. And that's what they ate.
Yeah,
and that's what they ate. I thought that we should still be doing that.
Yeah.
No, but see, now you can't bring, this because somebody's sensitive to that.
Yeah,
you can't have peanut butter because that's like,
My
religion prohibits this one. And it's like, good Lord. Eat what's put in front of you.
You know, in France, in the schools, they have professional chefs. And the kids are, by all measures, much healthier than North American kids. And those chefs make very involved, healthy, nutritious meals for lunch.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate solution.
That is the ultimate solution. Can we get a French chef? No, you won't even take me to France.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Here, hold on. There's a group coming into our building here.
Yeah.
That's right. That is, they're going to have this executive cafeteria where they're going to have
three gourmet chefs.
Yeah, three gourmet chefs. And it's like, can we sign up for a meal plan? And
just come upstairs. They're going to have golfing up there, too.
Can you get like a punch ticket and just go up there and grab a meal when we need it?
You know, we might be losing staff. I might be actually going to work for them just so I can play putt-putt and eat from the gourmet chef. I mean, that's a. That's quite the treat, isn't it?
But they're not the only company. There's a lot of companies.
A lot of that's going on. And, you know, even the younger, you know, millennial-type employers, the ones that employ a lot of the younger people, the tech people, they, you know, they're going to this healthy options and providing more things. And, yeah, I don't know. And, you know, when we go out and we give talks, a lot of times we'll go in and we'll talk to corporations about their lunch servings. There was a talk I gave to an HR group, and it was about healthy options. And it was, are you killing your productivity with lunch? And that was the whole topic. And that's what we talked about. Okay, grab a pen, because here's the number. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. When we come back, we're going to have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que
de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today we're talking about nutrition in the news. So if you're just tuning in and you missed the show, because we're kind of towards the end of it, you can go to Staying Young Show 2.0 in any podcast, and you can find the show in its entirety there. And we love our affiliates. So wherever you're listening right now on the stations we're on across the country, let them know. Let them know you like listening to the Staying Young Show. That's how we stay on the air where you are. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. Don't forget that at the end of every single show, we do the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. That's your chance as a listener, if you get the riddle right, to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, we have Mike coming from Dallas. Mike, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I got to ask you, what's your favorite part of the show? Do you have a favorite part?
I like the trivia the best.
Yeah, that's why you want to come on and play, right? You think you're going to do good?
I certainly hope so.
All right, well, we don't really care if you get them all right or not, but we do care that you have fun. So have a good time with us, and the doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you 5 questions, and if you don't know the answer, answer the best you can.
Okay.
You're going to play for prizes, which means you're going to either have the Stay Young vitamin line. We'll send you out some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line, gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And if you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream.
All right, Mike, first question is a true or false. Your heart creates enough energy in one day to drive a truck 20 miles. True or false?
I say false. That sounds like a little too much.
No, that's true.
Maybe not Mike's heart.
It's a very small truck.
We're not talking about an F-250 here.
Okay, Mike, this is the next question is multiple choice, so please listen carefully. If stretched out, all the DNA in your body, end to end, would be enough to reach A, across a football field, B, from Florida to California, or C, to Pluto and back?
I know it's not C. Let's go with the football field.
No.
Incorrect. It, in fact, is to Pluto and back. 10 billion miles. Billion with a B. To Pluto and back. That's how much DNA we have in our body.
just amazing.
Well, I hope you don't unwind. It could be messy. That makes me think of golf balls. You know, when we were kids, we used to cut them open and unwind.
Oh, and they just like, okay.
All right, what makes the most dust under your bed? What creates all the dust bunnies underneath your bed?
Oh, it's kind of gross.
Is that skin cells?
That's right. You are shedding. It's your own dead skin. It's like a snake under there just de-skinning.
So Mike may not have a very strong heart, and his DNA may not be up to par, but doggone, he's shedding skin.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, Mike from Dallas. This is another multiple choice question. In a lifetime, the average brain holds how many bits of data? In a lifetime, the average brain holds how many bits of data? A, hundreds of thousands, B, millions, or C, quadrillions?
I'd have to go C.
You are correct. Excuse me. It is quadrillions. That is 1,000,000,000,000 bits of separate pieces of information.
Man, that's all a lot.
It's a lot. So last question, Mike. Gastrointestinal tract that runs from your mouth to your anus is how long in feet?
About 20.
Close. We're going to give it to
apparently
him.
Apparently, you
right?
had a little bit of a bowel resection. It's generally 30, but.
But that's pretty good.
That's good. So, yep, he did well.
All right, Mike from Dallas. I'm just curious. Tell us, you have any kids?
I have one.
You have one. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to send you out some essential multivitamins and some Lifeline stem cell cream. And, yeah, you can either use it for yourself or give it to your wife or, you know, a lot of the people I'll say, yeah, you can, you know, give the stem cell cream to your wife. And they go, are you kidding me? I'm going to use it myself. So we'll send that out to you. Thanks for playing with us and keep listening. You listen on what, KRLD in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah, so KRLD 1080 is our Dallas affiliate. Lots of listeners there. And, of course, wherever you're listening, let your station know that you enjoy hearing the show there. Okay, let's talk a minute about nutrition and your own goals for the year with nutrition.
Well, my goal is to reduce carbohydrates as much as possible and drop a few pounds.
What about sugar?
Well, sugar's a carbohydrate, so absolutely.
Well, I know, but you kind of like tend to see them separately a little bit.
No, I mean, I like sugar in my green tea, but I'm going to try and reduce it.
I heard it was the other way around. You like some green tea and
your
sugar.
You guys are evil and wrong.
What's your nutritional goals, Dr. Anderson?
Increase the greens. I have the hardest time, you know, getting those 5 to 7 servings of greens in every day. They just don't travel well. You know, you got to find a fridge or they come out. So, yeah. I've got some dried greens and some other ways.
Is this the kale you're talking about? Like that dried kale?
Yeah, so kale or.
But don't they put a lot of salt on that?
No, it's not that. I mean, it's they dehydrate it, crush it up, and make it into powder, basically.
Oh.
So you can put it in your smoothie or you.
So you're going to drink something that looks disgusting, basically.
Yeah, looks like baby poop.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. You know what my nutritional goals are this year?
I am dying to find out.
To eat more raw veggies.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You get more nutrition out of them
if
you steam them.
Oh, wait. You get more if you steam them?
It kind of loosens them up. You know, it's that fine line of
you
don't want to overcook them till the water turns green.
So you just want to get them what? Al dente?
Yeah, just kind of steamed. And that heat actually helps loosen up, you know, kind of loosens it up and makes it a little easier for your body to digest. There's nothing wrong with raw. Don't get me wrong.
But I
could
put them in my pressure cooker.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like a sucker for like TV things, right? So I bought this pressure cooker that you've seen on TV. And I love to cook in that thing. I can cook like anything. I can cook a whole chicken and like cook it in 20 minutes, and it is so amazing.
This is when insomnia is replaced by QVC, right?
He knows I have an issue with watching things and buying them off of TV.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape. With the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at
214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333, or go to smartnewyou.com.
Yeah, I got to tell you something real quick about Charlie. I'm sorry. I don't want you to lose your momentum here, but I think this is really fascinating because, you know, he does this procedure, right, of the tongue that stops the snoring. You can get rid of that CPAP, and it really is done remarkable things for people with sleep apnea. But you don't have to live here. As a matter of fact, a lot of truckers who have this issue, sleep apnea, because they travel through Dallas and, you know, he's in the Dallas area, they'll have the procedure done and just in their trips because it takes a couple follow-ups. Then we have people also that we've heard of come in and have it done. But I just had to throw that out there about the truckers. I thought it was fascinating.
Okay. Here's this week's riddle, and it's a tough one.
Oh, boy.
There's a clothing store in Numberville. The owner has devised his own method of pricing items. A vest costs $20. Socks cost $25. A tie costs $15. And a blouse costs $30. Using the method in Numbersville, how much would a pair of underwear cost?
Send in
your answers.
That is hard. But if you know the answer, you need to call us at 844-WELL-100, or you can go on the website stayyoungamerica.com.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rex is a very good man. I like Rex a lot.
But while President Trump is praising Rex Tillerson, the president has fired Tillerson as Secretary of State, saying current CIA Director Mike Pompeo is going to replace Tillerson. And Deputy Director of the CIA Gina Haspel is Trump's choice to then run the spy agency. Trump spoke with reporters as he left the White House for a trip to California this morning, saying of Pompeo,
"The relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as Secretary of State. I wish Rex Tillerson well. Gina, by the way, who I know very well, who I've worked very closely, will be the first woman director of the CIA.
Meanwhile, economist Larry Kudlow is reportedly being considered for the job of chief White House economic advisor to follow Gary Cohn, who recently resigned. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
At least one person dead after a charter bus carrying some students from Texas crashes near Mobile, Alabama this morning.
For whatever reason, the charter bus got into the median and it ended up going into a ravine between the two lanes of the interstate.
That's the sheriff of Baldwin County who says the bus with 45 students on board that was on a school trip from Channelview High